This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يعقدون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما وعد الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون. كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون. والذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين. قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. علم تفسير القرآن يمكن الله عز وجل قوات الله في وقت يسلوكه سبحانه وتعالى قوات الله منام الله في كتب القرآن وكلام الله الحكم لله الإمام الشافعي الإمام أحمد ليش؟ لأنه صمد أنه كان القرآن قال أي شيء في القرآن هو كلام الله لكن الأكثر يقولون أو يعتبرون أن القرآن محفوظ في كل تجريد القرآن والكمية التي أكبر على الشرك ويسأل فيه وإذا القرآن وإذا يحمد الله كمان محفوظ كمان أحمد يسأل لهم لا القرآن كسم الله مخلوق القرآن كلام الله القرآن كلام الله The only way to understand the only way to properly come focus on Qur'an is to go through any tafsir. And to get the tafsir and hear the tafsir and the tafsir started several months ago, then you're also so sorry. But two things are the source of Qur'an. And you learn so much through the tafsir of Qur'an. can use we tend to use the Quran to the Shaykh al-Quran. We first and foremost use the Shaykh al-Quran to the Shaykh al-Quran. We make the Shaykh al-Quran to the Shaykh al-Quran. We cannot find any person from the Shaykh al-Quran. Then we go to the Sunnah. We go to the Sunnah. We look at the process. There's a procedure. The Quran, the Sunnah, the Ma'a, you know, the Imam al-Din, and so on and so forth. So here, we're talking still about Kafirin, and what is it we talked about, that we've seen. So here he says, Alladina Quluna Allah. Those who violate Allah's covenant, Yaquluna Allah, wa yaqta'una ma amara Allah bihi an yusalla. This is very important here. Because these are parents, that's a sick Allah. Part of his end, when the Hunan is the alaqat of Shakhtiya. حقوق الوالدين من أسباب عدم فهم القتل. الذين يقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل قطع الرحم من أسباب سبحان الله على فهم القرآن. So here Allah says الذين يقطعون عند الله who violate Allah's covenant and they break whatever Allah finds has ordered to be revealed. We call it سورة الرحم verse in prayer. يقطعون قطع it is there and to empty something that Allah Azza wa Jalla has maintained. يَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمْرَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ أَنْ يُصَدِّقْ. This is Allah Azza wa Jalla describing them. He says, this is these are the people who adhere to tithes that Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to be maintained. And one of the most important tithes are الْوَالِدِينَ. The parents, for instance. Why, by the way, they say those who don't honor their parents, they will not be able to understand the Quran. They can be offered, but they should not be able to understand the Quran. Why? Because of this ayah. عَقَدُوا أَوْ نَقَدُوا الْعُهُودِ وَالْمَوَاثِيقَ فَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ غِشَاوَةً. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the same in their hearts. They will not be able to understand. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوا يَفْقَهُوا إِيش؟ سورة الإسراء فجعلنا على القرآن من كفة الحمد لله السلامة نتعين ورحلة وطلع I normally don't break my equipment on the screen. I need to go to San Jose and come out and buy it إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً الله عز وجل has put أكنة يعني بكين من واقع ويليه جعل الله سبحانه وتعالى في ذلكنا لا يفقه القرآن Those who dishonored the parents, the Prophet Muhammad was able to pray on their heart as a Nazir, so they will not understand the Quran, they will not copy that, they will not understand. There's a difference between understanding and comprehending. The only thing to come to me is that God is the Father. And then I think when people are related and tissue to the Father, but to cut the roof, Mr. Someone says, yes, I have good ties with my cousins. I have good ties with my brothers. I have good ties with my aunts and my aunties and my uncles. Great. But an essence for the person is the foundation. If the relationship with the parents are is messed up, is severe, then Allah is not going to accept your kinship with your cousins and your brothers and your aunties and uncles. You know, even your Quran is not going to be accepted. Your salah will not be accepted. Nothing will be accepted, subhanAllah, because of قَطَعَ يَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمْرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَيُفْكِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Here, when you see them and they cause corruption, so those people who are severing the ties of their kinship, they are causing corruption on earth with corruption. But that's in Allah. How could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer the cross on a man whose mother was able to do that? He went out in the morning and his mother was always cursing. Well, then his father is cursing. How can this person pray? This is called the perception of corruption on earth. يقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يقطع ويشرك في الأرض. العقل والجزم. This is the same. It's causing here. كفر. بكلمة كفر. وكلمة كفر كفر المعنى. كفر of the blessings of Allah عز وجل. That's a blessing of Allah عز وجل. for those who dishonor their parents, they have committed kufr. What type of kufr has to be the man? But from ni'matullah, kufr has the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if for me, only one day, Allah has to say, when you pray for the better to me, take your tongues. If not, I say, whoever, there are three, they go in paradise with me. Three in the Quran, we don't tell you this. Aqim al-Salat wa Aat al-Zakah. Aqim al-Salat wa Aat al-Zakah. If you do one and you don't do the other, you won't be accepted. Not to the book. Allah says, Aqim al-Salat, study the prayers and pay the zakah. If you pay the zakah and you don't study the prayers, not accepted. If you study the prayers and you don't pay the zakah, it's not going to be accepted because Allah mentioned it as both. Aqim al-Salat. Aqim al-Salat wa Aat al-Zakah. If you do one and don't do the other, it's not going to be accepted. You obey Allah and don't obey the Prophet, not accepted. If you obey the Prophet and don't obey Allah, it's not going to be accepted. It goes together. And the third one is, and it's called me. Allah, that is called what it is, not accepted. It's called what it is, that is called Allah, not accepted. It goes together. So if you do not act, ulaika humu al-fasirin. Then Allah has it with two sort of form. By the way, Allah tells him, إِنَّ بَكْوَ مَنَ بِلَهُ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأْحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah سبحانه وتعالى أعطانا التاريخ. التاريخ. الماضي والحاضر والمستقبل. History. The past, the present and the future. كيف تكفرون؟ How can you تكفر بالله؟ How can you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can you deny Allah's creation subhanahu wa ta'ala? You are lifeless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Kuntum amwat, you were dead, you were lifeless. And then He gave you life. And we talked about this. What is it? You need to count this. Count. How many lives and how many deaths? Two. And it's not written there. Please ponder on every word in the Quran. Two lives, two deaths, count. I know it's only one life, or two lives, and one death. No, there are two deaths, and there's two lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you deny Allah's kaifatakunillah? How can you deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You are lifeless, you have no life, and He gave you life. Yeah, and before you were in the womb of your mother, you were dead. You're nothing. But the faith does exist. Then He gave you life. Then He will cause you to die again, bringing you to life again. Then He will bring you to Himself. كُنْتُمْ أَيُّ أَمْوَاتَ فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. You were dead, then He gave you life. So now I'm alive. So I went through the first death and the first life. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Then comes the second death. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. The real death. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. And then the other time when we will be resurrected in the day of judgment. So how many lives and how many deaths? Two deaths and two lives. Before Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, talked about His blessings from the same sort from before. Talked about, you know, who الذي خلق لكم الذي خلق about the heavens and the earth and the sama and all that. And then, okay, how did it happen at the beginning? Last week we talked about إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَنْ يَبْلُغَ مَا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ فَمَا خَلَقَهُ. We talked about the, you know, the small creations of Allah. We talked about one ba'uda. We talked about the ba'uda, you know, the mosquito, and one adopted. And then we talked about the bee. We talked about the ant. We talked about the spider. All these that Allah is using the Quran to give examples. And then the Kabbalah, the Quran. How can God, how can your Rabb give an example with something the Arabs you cannot even give an example with? But ba'uda. Especially. We were embarrassed to give an example with ba'uda, with a mosquito. And the Bible is extremely dark. Why the men? Why ants? Why the bee? Why? So we talked about this last week. So two lives, two men. So my little told them. Many of them. أيها الناس. Imam Al-Khattab used to say. إِنَّكُمْ سَتَمُوتُونَ كَمَا تَنَامُونَ وَتُبْعَثُونَ كَمَا تَسْتَعْقِلُونَ. And Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala used to say, O you people, you shall, in the Kuntakamukuna Tanaan Tanaamun, you shall die just like when you go to sleep. And you go to sleep at the top of them. Subhanallah. Come wake up, that's fine. Wake up in some other world. and he said, well, I think I can have a circle, and he said, it's erupted, just like when you wake up. The people are awake, it's not awake, they are coming out from their days, they're not about to stop there, you know. When the Prophet was born, the Prophet, then people would come out, and the Hungarian, when Tisha, it's like these locusts, the Prophet, do you think, you know, sometimes these locusts can find, when they grow like in massive, you know, locusts, and then they just, that's how people would be, just like we have their dreams. That would be more special. And then, he says, and when you can be oppressed, there's something wrong with you. The wife of the one lady had a lot of connected others, and he has said, no, sir, he was the man who said, you're on the set of the world. What would you put in? I. And he's the one who created the planet of the Father, the one who created everything in the earth for you. You see, brothers and sisters, this is a good question. When you look at the Quran speaking of the Father, either Khalaqakum or Khalaqa, nothing. Khalaqakum. Very, very similar, yet very different. He created you, Khalaqakum, and Khalaqakum. So all this is showing you now, this earth, this life, this anything in the world, in faith, you have to answer. Khalaqakum, it's not the individual, you know, it's all about the communal, you know, subhanAllah, entity rather than the individual. Khalaqakum, he created you. Wa Khalaqakum, and he created for you. The one who did it for you. That's an only jamia. Only thing on earth is yours. What did Allah create it for? It's only yours. And one of the power to test you. Are you going to do the haram or just do the haram? How about the things that are in this room? What are you going to do with them? It's all yours. So then you make a decision about something to do. He did everything in the earth for you, then he turned towards the heaven, 427 heaven, and he has perfect knowledge of all things. You know, this is a very powerful time. Now, please, things when it comes out to learning something. Not something when I find something beneficial. Work hard on
myself.
عباد مكرمون لا يعصون الله ما امرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. انجلز ملك ملائكه بكل اوف ملك الملك الملك كتفاء قصره ملك املي قوته ملك تنج ملك انجل بسم الله لي ملك انجل The meaning of is Rasul, the messenger. جعل من الملائكة رسلا. يا رسل يا أخونا messengers ذو أجنحة مثنى وثلاثة ورباع. Angels have special ways that Allah has to take care of them. Some are holding, they have wings, they have wings. The least amongst them have two wings. The least have two wings. أجنحة مثنى مثنى means to be the least. The smaller angel or the smaller human angel has two wings. And then there are some who have three, there are some who have four, there are some who have five, and there are some who have six metric, like Hebrew or Islam. So even there, the angels, there's the distinction between, you know, angels. I'm not being a deep angel and that angel. God is going to come to my answer. Where is God? Allah creates and he selects. From all the angels, Allah can find another that favor. So we can eventually it is appointed with a and among the angels, and here's something that I've never thought I came across when I was doing my research. The scriptures is speaking to ulama with regard Prophet Muhammad and the angels. Who is most beloved to Allah? Who are those who are so close to Allah, the closest to Allah, those who are the only hilal here. Prophet Muhammad is definitely more beloved than all the angels except some said Amr ibn al-Ash. In what ulama have a description, some said those who carry the tomb of Allah are very special to others. But with regard to the other angels, Prophet Muhammad is definitely here. But with regard to the others, Amr ibn al-Ash, some ulama said, according to Prophet Muhammad, something that are more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or special to Allah because they are. The ones who are carrying the soul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are serious. Al-Ma'lik Ibad, Al-Mala'ika Ibad al-Mukramun. They do what Allah Azza wa Jalla has called. But what is the difference? This is something really interesting here. The Mala'ika, when the Prophet Muhammad said, أطرف السماء وحق لها الضعيف. The السماء, the heavens have become so overcommoded. You will not find a spot of four fingers in the heavens. The first, the third, the seventh, the third. There's some angels on the first one. There's some angels in the second. And those who are the second, you know, are less than those who are the third. And those who are the third are less than the people who are the second, who are the fourth, and so on and so forth. And you are not going to find a spot of four fingers, and then you will find an angel, either making to you or look at us. They are Ibad al-Mukramun, la yaf'aluna ma yu'maru. They are always praising him and going, I'm wanting in this, because Allah Azza wa Jalla will tell you, you need to do something. And then they will say, Ya Rabbi, why would you do that? Wa nahnu mutaqqihu bihamdika nuqaddisu lak. We're praising you, we're glorifying you. Why are you going to create a vice chair? If Qala Rabbuka lil malaikati inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. This is what the dialogue started. You know, I'm making a vice chair on earth. I'm sending a successor on earth, by the way. When you say Khalifa, Khalifa means the Khalifa of people. Allah Subh'anaHu Wa Ta'ala, Khalifa, Khalifa who? Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, Khalifa. Abu Bakr, Khalifa, Umar. Umar, Khalifa, Abu Bakr. Uthman, Khalifa, Umar. Ali, Khalifa, Uthman. And so on and so forth. So here, look. This is where you're going to start. It's going to start from here. When the Allah will say this, just I'm creating a Khalifa. I'm sending a Khalifa on earth. He's going to replace who? He's going to replace the kings. He's going to replace me with this God is why he hated him initially. He's going to replace me. I'm being replaced. And sometimes, I'm going to talk to you in here. Sometimes when something to are given a leadership position, let me give you the example of Khalid Walid. In the era of Abu Bakr, Khalid Walid was the chief of the army. When Omar came, Omar al-Khattab, he asked him to pull out. What did Khaled do? Well, yeah, he was the lead, he was the army leader, he was the soldier, you know, looking for him, he was the leader. But then when Omar had a different vision, which is different than Abu Bakr's vision. Did he take it to heart and get replaced? No, he did not take it to heart. What did he do? He became a soldier, whereas he was the colonel, he was the general, then he became a soldier. Some people who don't take that to heart. Or they don't take that, as per, the command. They say, no, how come you're a case? They came out. Well, by the day when they come and they say, Dr. Blacher, we need to replace it with somebody else. Dr. Blacher, I will pray behind you. But some people, they walk in their places. Don't you think they're going to replace me? Isn't that me? That's shameful. Well, I'm going to take your hand. Or are you going to come and take my traditions up? Maybe inshallah you take this off your mind. What does that mean? Because some of them are, that's all I can do. Maybe you can do something. Let me assist you here. I know the community. I know what they like and I know what they don't like. I can assist you with this and then move on with them. Like, how you just keep those talents? I'm a class. I want to. I don't have nobody who wants to do this community, but maybe you can. But this is astonishing. Kareem. I'm Kareem. But the others, they would not take it. And there's a lot of people don't take it. So it's not going to take it. It's just a Khalifa. Khalifa Yana is the Khalifa Islam. In the Zion of Al-Azhi Khalifa, it's successful. Then this is an indication of what? When Allah says, it says, in the Zion of Al-Azhi, probably, of Al-Azhi is what? Al-Azhi means earth. An indication of what? That also earth existed. Earth existed before Adam. So the angels existed before Adam, and the earth also existed before Adam. But when Allah created the earth and created the heavens, there was none. Then the angels occupied the heavens, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the jinn, and he sent them down to earth. Who's the leader? Who? Shaitan, Iblis is their leader. But what happened? These people, instead of living in peace, what did they do? They caused corruption. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the angels to pick them all far away into the open. And they took a prisoner. Who's the prisoner? Iblis. Are you guys with me or is this waiting for the key? I talk to your answer if you know the answer. If you don't know, just make it up. Allah, as a result, the angels took a prisoner because the Iblis was on earth. So they took him with them into the heavens. So what happened? It's by that Iblis. So he started accompanying the angels. But they're making tuzah, they're making explosion and takbir. He started making tuzah and takbir. But after a comment, whoever accompanies people for some time, they become quite them. So they know that these famous angels making tuzah and takbir and all that. So he's doing the same. And Iblis, he was not aware of the dialogue, of the order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels. Khabar. Please be careful here with me. Khabar, not khabar. News. There will be news, there will be an offer, and there will be a command. Khabar. So, Angel was not Iblis. He was not aware because the dialogue was being, or the address was being given to the angel. Was called a book of Imanarika. In Nisha and of Lati Khalifa. So they took him with them upstairs with the Rashid upstairs. He was a good angel, but he was the leader of the people of the room. But the thing was corruption. So they said, what the angel would be saying. You see, this, well, you could see that. The man in part, the cousin blessed, take the man into the oceans. Why they say the throne of Shaitan is in the oceans. This is why they say, the islands are jinn in them. Don't go to the Caribbean. If you want to go, yeah. but just to make up and look at one year ago. They say these great things. They say Israel is a good word on the Lord. They say that the angels kick has been cut into the ocean, and the Joseph the Angel. Joseph is the son of Jazira. Jazira means the good guy, I don't know. He accompanied him. He was a good man. And he was Adam. He was the son of the Lord. He was the good man. So, first Khalifa on earth was Idris Manda. He was the good man. Why is he not a good man? The Khalifa then, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the way, when you talk about Khalifa, and I've done it as an imam. When imam makes a mistake, what does he do? Yes, they appoint someone from behind. Why would we say to have people who are half of the Quran behind the imam? If something was to be, to make a mistake, but the imam will have a different time, then he has to go and be really good. He will appoint Khalifa to come and carry on the Salah. This is the terminology of Khalifa. So, in the sense of the Khalifa, this use was Khabar Sadin, when we say Khabar Ayatin, using the Zahira. Breaking news. So, the answer is, we're not expecting this. In Christ, it's Khabar, it's not Amr. It's not a command, it's Khabar. Because here he says, it's not the arguing with Allah and the Shaykh, 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 the We're making the split into priests. I think they're saying to Yarabbi, if you want somebody to make the split, we can go down and make the split. Some of us will make the split here, some of us will go to the split of God. You know, we are sufficient. We make the split into priests to you. The first thing is about rules. The second is art. There's a difference between art and art. What is art? Art is an offer. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال. We have offered أمانة, the deed, upon the heavens, the earth, and the mountains. What did they say? They did not take it. The angels of the heavens and the earth, and they did not take it. They are refusing the order of Allah. Are they refusing? No, because it was not Amr, it's art. That's what an offer. I'm offering you a car. You want to take it, you don't take it, you don't take it, it's an offer. I'm offering you, you're offering me your daughter for marriage. And I have to think about it, I'm going to do that, I'm putting it. I'm sorry, not you. Then I come on. So it's an offer. You can take it, you don't have to take it. So this was an offer. And then there is an amr. What is the amr? The order. Now, either the way to be one of us to see this in the Quran. So the amr is, I'm creating a viceroy in that place. That's all. The amr comes, the order comes. When I hear him, when I have to see him in worship, and I will blow my. So, let it to him. And makes his order. So this is the Amr in Arab. By the way, when I use something for the public, I'm not going to say, you can make it Amr, it's okay. Because I'm going to think about the difference between the SDF and the Qadis. When I use the SDF, what? When I use the SDF, the Hamdika on the Qadis, the Qadis and the name of Allah as Qadis. Or as the Qadis, just as the Qadis. أول من سبح الملائكة لله سبحانه وتعالى الملائكة لأن ذلك فما يسبح الله قد أنزل سين ونحن نسبح بحمدك المراد إنه تسبيح means to praise تسبيح means to exaggerate الله سبحانه وتعالى أي تنزيه تسبيح أي تنزيه ورأس أو يعني تنزيه من الشرك تسبيح أي تنزيه من الشرك أما التقديس تقديس is الطهارة طهارة توشي توشي وتطهر قلوبنا وأسنتنا نشتاق التقديس من الطهارة purifying our tongues from making shit purifying our eyes from making shit purifying our organs from making shit is التقديس هو التقديس رب الملائكة So here, Captain System is myself, I have to start our language to be heard. The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are rather as you empty them. And I wanted to defeat them, the angels. Because we are the same. Think of the angels of Allah. And I have to say the question of Allah. The question of Allah. Lays Allah, may I have a home? You say, Allah, what is the question? And the angels ask this question, do not disobey. Does this work mean? You want to be somebody that you want to that he will praise you, and we can do that. But Allah did you want to? It's something that he does. What did he do? What did he do? What did he do? He ordered them to raise or build a house. What house? The house of Allah can only create the base of Ma'amur. The base of Ma'amur is the Ka'aba, which is the Ka'aba. It was not there. Allah ordered the angels to build the Kaaba. It's called Al-Bayt al-Ma'mur. The Kaaba which is in the heavens, the Kaaba which is in Mecca, right above it, in the heavens, there is one Kaaba. That's why. The angels are making Tawaf. The Prophet Muhammad has come every day. He says every day, 70,000 angels, they make Tawaf around the Kaaba. Not stop. The sixth day, next day, around 70,000 come and they make Tawaf. The third, that's it. Every day, 70,000, that's a degree of Tawaf. It was not there. And then the elf told him the same thing.
I said, "He did not. The one that you're asking me, what? He is the one who sent me. I'm not going to speak from you. Because you're asking me about Allah. And it is Allah who's threatening me to take it from you, so he took it." But I cannot. He's not going to come. Don't joke. When he's ordered to come and take your sword, you cannot say, "Please, please, please, I ask you about Allah. Come back." That was one. So he took from the coming of Allah. By the way, for the Arabs, and those of you who may understand the Quran, man who was in the Arab, and then talk about wisdom. Man means Adil al-Arab. Adil al-Arab. Ay, Hilaf al-Arab. Adil al-Arab, Hilaf al-Arab, Awzi al-Arab. Qishrat al-Arab, Al-Uriya. Manha Khuliqa Ahli. Talking about the derivation of the name Adam comes from where? Adam. From the cover of the earth. So when the people came to take from the earth, it took from the idea of the earth, which is the cover of the skin. You know what it means? I was going to give an example of the, let's say, orange or an apple, it's got the skin. Look where the skin, he took from the skin. It's called Adam. Everything Arabic has some meaning to it. So, one more time. Cover the Qiblatayn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from earth, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the Qiblatayn. To make a battle cover. Then the earth, the soil, became plain. Plain means flow, full of it. And then, after the pain, after some time, it got dry, so it became black mud. Yuhuwa, hama'il masnoon. Hama'il masnoon, black mud. And then some of it fell down. Then it became so hard, it turned into something called samsar. And what is samsar? It's a hard salt in clay. Samsar. Something that has an opening to it, and you hear nothing but sound, like a drum. It became that sound, so funny comes up. And so, let's say that's a way to open up the mouth. Allah talked to him. What did he say to him? Allah talked to him. Allah said to him, nothing that's going to walk away. Allah has risen, but I've got to come back to the inside of me. Because I need to anger towards the Lord, that is what you can say. Yes,